From the Heart, October 19. Lights Shining in Darkness. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. God has left nothing undone that could in any way work for the recovering of sinners from the toils of the enemy. He poured upon the disciples the Holy Spirit in order that they might be enabled to cooperate with divine agencies in reshaping and remodeling human character. There is more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents than over the 99 who suppose they need no repentance. When we hear of the success of the truth in any locality, let the whole church join in songs of rejoicing. Let praises ascend to God. Let the name of the Lord be glorified by us. Entire consecration to the service of God will reveal the molding influence of the Holy Spirit at every step along the way. When apparent impossibilities arise in your path, present the ever-ready, complete efficiency of the Holy Spirit before your unbelieving heart, that it may shame away your overcautious spirit. When your faith is weak, your efforts feeble, talk of the great Comforter, the strength of heaven. When you are inclined to doubt that God is working by His Holy Spirit through human agents, remember that God has used the church and is using it to the glory of His own name. If we will not obstruct the way, God will move upon the minds of many more to engage in active service for Him. The end of all things is at hand. God is moving upon every mind that is open to receive the impressions of His Holy Spirit. He is sending out messengers that they may give the warning in every locality. God is testing the devotion of His churches and their willingness to render obedience to the Spirit's guidance. Knowledge is to be increased. The messengers of heaven are to be seen running to and fro, seeking in every possible way to warn the people of the coming judgments, and presenting the glad tidings of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. The standard of righteousness is to be exalted. The Spirit of God is moving upon sinful hearts, and those who respond to its influence will become lights in the world. Everywhere they are seen going forth to communicate to others the light they have received, as they did after the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And as they let their light shine, they receive more and more of the Spirit's power. The earth is lighted with the glory of God.